Day four, he created the sun, moon, and stars. Look at verse 14. It says, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven, and divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years." How do scientists explain these blood moons? And they have all these scientific things that they try to say happening, but you know what? The Bible says that they're for signs and seasons and days and years. Why is it that the moon gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it becomes full, and then it goes into a sliver, slowly back into a sliver and back into a full moon? Well, because God made the earth that way. He made the stars and the moon and the sun to be a perfect system for us to live in. And you know what? It's kind of hard for grass and things like that to grow if it takes millions of years for the sun to form after that. So the sun came, God created that sun the very next day, because plants need sunlight, don't they? Have you ever heard of a thing called photosynthesis? Yeah. So if it takes millions of years for the other thing to form, you know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. It had to be literal 24-hour days for these things to be made.